This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, September 29th. God's word to you today is truth versus error. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 17, verse 20, and it says, "You don't have enough faith," Jesus told them. "I tell you the truth. If you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it would move. Nothing would be impossible." The miraculous is with us on a daily basis in an undeniable way. However, we need to acknowledge the systemic miracles before we can even ask God for an invasive miracle. We very often have not fully acknowledged God for the systemic miracles, yet we are banging on his door for invasive miracles. If you look at Jesus' life, the miracles he did were in four categories. There may be more, but I would say four major categories. Jesus performed healing miracles. Jesus did nature miracles. He did the miracle of raising the dead. This is quite different from healing. It crosses healing into resurrection. Jesus did miracles of casting out demons. Think about these four categories and write down one example of each category of miracle that Jesus did. The first recorded ministry miracle of Jesus is in John 2, verses 1 to 11. Please read. It is the story of Jesus turning water into wine. What do you make of Jesus' reaction when Mary notices the lack of wine and tells him about it? Have you ever experienced this kind of miracle in your life? That is, a time when you believed something that was false that changed into understanding the truth. Like in this case, we need to understand that Jesus did not turn the water into fruit juice. It was actually wine. It had some alcohol in it. I'm not saying you should be drinking alcohol, but obviously, God is not passing out or fainting because people are having some wine. Have you noticed Jesus did not faint? In fact, he gave them more. The wine Jesus gave them was even better than the one they were drinking. Have you ever had any such experience where you held a position only for God to do something that totally blew your theology out the window? An example of messing up theology for me would be years ago. I believed that anyone that wanted to be healed must first get born again. That was what we were taught, and we never really processed it. However, I have been in meetings where the power of God hit people, and people that were not saved got healed. I mean, blind eyes received sight before they gave their lives to Jesus. I was like, "Lord, these people are not born again. Why are they getting healed? Is it not salvation, then sanctification, then healing?" However, you look at Jesus' life. Jesus never really tells anyone to repent before healing. People repent out of response to God's goodness. After that, I stopped demanding it, because it is not scriptural. And I changed many other things too. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I thank you for flooding my heart with your light and flushing out every lie or wrong doctrine I am holding on to. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.